Nun dalal on gaze at the bottom of the page. Tony af tochen lechachila umater. Okay, so it basically this is telling you. So we just said that if it was less than the shear, but after you grind it, it becomes more than the shear, that it's bottle. So you can even do that lechachila. That's not considered being over on the iser veim about this lechachila. Why not? Why not? So, anybody say the reason? Okay, so let's go to Nun Hey Omen Aleph. So the Gemara is now going to talk about a Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi. Now, I just want to tell you the Mishnah. This will continue to record. Mishnah is in Arla, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. You always get a good big crowd the night of a new Sefer. So all you guys who are here tonight for the new Sefer, welcome. Welcome, it's up there on the shelf. You can find a nice new Sefer which has your name in it. Okay, Natiya Shal Arla, Vishal Kleya Karam, Shinis Arvu Benatiyas. So this is the case in the Mishnah. A person has a little sapling which is osur b'hanna, and he didn't keep track of it, so he's got a whole orchard full of saplings, right? And one of them is arla, he doesn't know which one it is, so they're all osur. Can't take anything from anything because there's no bittul, even if there's 1,000, it would be awesome because there's no bittul in when it's mechubal karka. Now, if you, of course, you know, Arla and Klei Karam both have the same share of Echad B'Masayim, 1 in 200, right? So, Harezi Lo Yilkot, you cannot collect. You have to leave it Mechubar. Vim Lokot, but if he went ahead and he was Malakat it, he thought that maybe it was, maybe he thought that maybe there was a Din of Bittul when it's Mechubar. He didn't do it on purpose. But in Lokot, if he did it, but the Yevet, so the Tanakhama says, Yalla Bachar Masayim. Then the attack could be bought to only 1 in 200, right? Over Vachali is Kavan Lilkot. The Tanakhama says you can't have Kavana when you collect to be Machavain that you should be Mavatal Aidei your Likot 1 in 200. Rabbi Yossi Omer, here's the Rabbi Yossi the Gemara is going to be quoting in a second. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afias Kavan Lilkot Vyalla Bachar Masayim. You could even do it with Kavana. So, what the reason behind Rabbi Yossi is exactly, he brings over here from Arashi, there's a chazaka, whatever. I don't want to get too much into it. The way the English here is being masber, the pshat in Rabbi Yossi, it's anything that you do naturally, okay? In other words, you would naturally harvest your field. That's the natural thing to do. So if you do that, the Chacham never made a gzeira of ein matlis lachachila. All you're doing is the natural progression of how you would run your field. And therefore, it would be mutter. Anyway, so the Gemara is saying over here, Masnisa Rabbi Yossi. So our Mishnah is also according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afias Kavan Vilkut V'Yal Bechem Asayim, he can do it with Kavana. I guess the natural progression of picking wheat is after you pick it, you mill it. So that's also part of a natural progression. So that's the first mahalach, that this Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Rabbanan, you wouldn't be allowed to mill it. Okay? Amar Rabbi Zeir has a different approach. Shekein derech, that even comes out like the Tanakhama in Arla. Shekein derech ha-kohanim li-yistoknem meduma b'mateim. He says like this, very, very simple taina. What's going to happen with this once it falls in? So it's meduma, you have to give it to the kohen. What's the kohen going to do with it? The kohen is supposed to eat the whole thing. So he's going to mill it. So it's going to get milled anyway. So what the chachamim are simply doing is, you don't have to wait for the kohen to mill it. You go ahead and mill it for him, and if it becomes a riboy as a result, so then it's bottle, it'll be bottle. So in that case, even the chachamim would be minded. Okay? So that'll be the machlokas. What?
You don't have to give the whole thing to the
client? Oh, yeah. Well, once it's bottle, you don't. Yeah, once it's bottle, you don't. Yeah, then it's no longer meduma. You only have to give one. But the point is, if you don't do it and it hasn't been bottled, then it would be milled. So therefore, the milling isn't necessarily an issa. Okay. I mean, you have a good point there, right? There is a gain on the part, on his part. Good point. Manafik b'beinehom, what's the difference between whether you learn like the first shot and it's only like Rabbi Yossi, or you learn like the second shot and it even comes out like the Chachamim, like the Tachamim? Nor it says, Klai HaKarim. Let's suppose you have Klai HaKarim. So Klai HaKarim, the case is like this. I had some wheat that became Osir Bahanoah because it grew in the vineyard. Then it got picked. And then that wheat. And it got mixed up with the rest of my wheat, which was mutter, right? So now that creates, what's the name? It creates unless it's 1 in 200, it'll be awesome, right? So, but what if it's a case where if I'll be tochen it, it'll become 200? Can I be tochen it? So, if you, I'll die to the WIC tochen umater. According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be mutter to be talking it. Why? Because he holds you're allowed to be talking it lachachila. But according to the Chachamim, the only reason why it was mutter is because the Kohen was anyway going to be talking it. But this, there at Meduma, was mutter to the Kohen. This is mitchila aser, it's maser b'ano, because it's kalayim. So that's not, you don't have the same heter, and Mimela will be awesome. That's the difference. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, not talking about it. I'll die to Drabonin, and not talking about it. It would be awesome. Next, it says if you do it b'shogeg, it's mutter. B'mezid, it's awesome. B'avu b'shem b'yekanan, kol yisun shuvi aleihem b'shogeg mutter. B'mezid, awesome. So we have a quote of Rabbi Yekanan for a change. That all yisun that if you do it b'shogeg, it's mutter. B'mezid, it's awesome. So Gemara asks, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Isn't that what the Mishnah says? What do I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me over Befeirush Mishnah, B'shogeg Mutter, B'mezid Aser? And so the Gemara, Masnisa B'truma. So Aser Mei Malach, Afilu Shadvan. So Amish is talking about Truma. So Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us even other Esorim. So there's two Pshatim over here. Either the Pshat is that Mitzad HaYisr to tell me that don't think that only Truma, which is Achi of Misim B'dei Shemayim, if you eat it when you're not supposed to, that you say, Eim of Atlanis L'chachila. But even B'shar Yisroim, that are not as Chomer as Truma, you also say the same Issa L'chachila, Eim of Atlanis L'chachila. That's one Mahalach in the Gemara, and the other Mahalach in the Gemara is the other way. That what? What does it say? Alternatively, what is it again? Oh yeah, because truma is a prime shot. That truma b'zman hazeh is a din drabanan. So you might think what?
That's why.
That b'di eved, if you did a b'shogeg, that it's mutter. That but if it would be an issa d'oraisa, maybe b'shogeg would be aser. So kamash malon. Sign this is the Rabbanan, sign this is the Oraisa, you also say that it's Mutter B'shogeg. So we have two Pshatim on either side of the coin. Ravacha B'shem Rabbi Yonis, K'shem Shmitzel Lama Dolchen Hu Nasa, Kach Mitzel Shal Lama, Adol She'enu Nasa. This is a takeoff on the word, famous Gemara in Yevamos, right? It's like it's a mitzvah to say something which will be done, words of rebuke that will be accepted. So too, it's a mitzvah not to say something that will not be accepted. Okay, so the pshat is mutter shu shagim v'ayum ezidim, right? Hachiyak tokiyach esamisecho v'lo sisol of chet. The pasuk says, the whole point of tochacha is so you shouldn't make the chet more difficult. If I day the hochachi becomes amazed, you're causing lo sisol of chet, let's call hachoski sisol, you're causing it to be heavier, right? So that's the pshat. Kishin Amar Belazar. Kishem Shosel Taras Hatome Kachosel Tame as Hatohar. Right? That means that. Let me just shut this off. I want to make sure this is still running. Okay. That just like you can't say that something that's tummy is tahar. In other words, you have to be careful, I guess. I mean, why would you think that you would... What do you mean it's also to matahar the tummy? What does that mean? It says in Marafolda, B'din kamar. Yishin oreitza lahatriach. No, one second. One second.
If you don't know the din, you can go with...
No. I want to get the first part. Well, that's the second part. What's the first part? Shem sha'asa l'tahara
satome.
I mean, why would I do that? I mean, I guess the Gemara is just saying, just like that's obvious, you can't be matar something that's tome. Yeah. So, kach asa l'tame as hatar. So, the Marafolda says, b'din kamar. Yishrein arotz l'hatriach asmai, k'dei lo'itzi adin l'amitai, b'timei as hatar. If you want to be lazy and you want to be machmer and say something's tummy, that's not an admirable way to behave. It's actually osur, right? It's osur.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So it's kishem, right? It's very interesting. It's you would think, oh, you know, he's being machmer, he's being lazy. It's osurless. No, it's just like it's osur to be matir something that's tummy, which is clearly. And that would clearly be an isser, taking something that's also a filah. So too, it's usser to be matami. It's more than just... Okay, third statement. Amar Ababa Bar Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Imbos halacha tachas yodcha. If you were asked a question, V'yate yedeya litlosim lisrof, and you don't know what the din it should be, should you go and just say, tola means you go ahead and... You're not sure exactly what to do. Is it osur? Is it mutter? So you say it's osur, but you don't burn it because you don't burn truma normally willy nilly, right? And so too. And the alternative is you could burn it. So if a person has a question like this, lolam habiratzach asrei for yosem atliya. So you always try to burn it. If you can figure out a way to burn it, it's better. We know that the Parma Asrafim and the Sirman Asrafim, like the Sirah Yerush Chaydash and the Sarah Nasim Efnim, you have these Nisrafim, and these things are, you know, they're very big machaprim. So you see, Srafa is a good thing. So you should also be, you should be noted to be Sorif. So the Gemara says, what kind of comparison is that? Rabbi Yossi boy, don davar shem asasa l'chein, v'davar shem atzvasa l'chein. How can you compare the two? One is a mitzvah, and one you don't know. True, it's not a mitzvah to burn, right?
No, I don't burn it, unless you tell me.
So, you know. Yeah.
You might say by the truma that you're better off burning it because if you leave it around, somebody might be nechshol in it.
Yeah, so there's a mila to burning it, so no one's nechshol in it. That's true. Okay. Hadron Allah saw truma. So mazel tov, I'm finishing the first volume. Yishem shizachinu l'sayim sefer zekein nizka l'sayim oitz for machir. Okay. Stewie on? No, he's not on. He just sent a Tiskul Mitzvahs message on the WhatsApp chat. But I, if you want to say something to him, you could send him a WhatsApp chat. Okay. So now we're beginning the sixth parak. Taf Nun Hei Omid Beis. Ha'ichel Chuma Shogeg Mishalam Shkem V'chaymish. Okay, we're going to wait till we get past the introductions and the honorariums.
Okay.
And there's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it, yeah. There's a lot of it. 55B. So now it's a new topic. We're talking about a person who eats truma b'shogeg. It's very, very, we've covered most of these halachas already. Person eats truma b'shogeg, mishalim karen v'chaymash. You pay a karen, you have to pay the value of what you ate. And a chomesh, which is calculated by dividing it in four parts. 1/4 of what you ate, you add to the total, so that's 1/5. It's not 1/5 of what you ate, it's 1/4 of what you ate added on to the top, so the total is milavar. It's at the bottom. Doesn't matter whether you eat, drink, or anoint yourself with the oil. All right, you pay a fifth, and you pay a fifth of the fifth. Meaning, if you ate b'shogeg the fifth, then you would pay a fifth of that fifth. That fifth becomes like mamesh, like truma itself.
And then it's even truma tameya.
And that's coming up. What does it say? Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Sorry. Beg your pardon. I was going from the Hebrew to the English, and I skipped some words. Echa truma tahara, echa truma tameya. Doesn't matter whether it's even truma tameya, which is surprising, right? You would think, like we saw yesterday, truma tameya is just, you know, it's just wood, right? So why do I have to pay him for that, right? So from that it seems that paying for truma is not a value payment, but it's a volume payment, right? So if I eat a basket of truma tameya, I have to pay back a basket of truma tahira. Correct? I think we're going to see something. There's a machlokus about this. I think they're going to quote it over here someplace. Okay, let's keep going. So he pays a fifth and a fifth of a fifth. Okay, and mashalim truma. When he pays, he doesn't use his homegrown truma that he has at home in the stockpile to pay off the truma that he ate for shogeg. He can't do that. Elochuin musukonim. You take fully musukin chulin that has had all the trumas and maizers taken out of it, and that's what you use in your payment. The heinas in truma, then they become truma. Meaning they become mamash truma, that if you're going to eat those things, that number one, they're also to the tzar, and number two, that if you eat those b'shogeg, you're going to again have to pay the chomash. Patashlum and truma. Ratzah ha-koin limchol. If the coin wants to say, you know what, don't bother, I'm Michael, you ain't a Michael, he's not allowed, he cannot forgive it, because I was going to say when I read this that the reason why he can't be Michael is because it's a kapara. I need a kapara for eating a b'shogeg. So where you come to be Michael, you can't be Michael my kapara. Is that the pshat?
Number 10.
Number 10. What did you say?
It's a deoraisa.
What's a deoraisa?
Have to repay the
chomash. Yeah, well, why can't he be Michael?
Because the Torah says you have to pay back the
chomash. What about the principle? The Torah decrees the payment for inadvertent consumption becomes sanctified. It is not within the prerogative of the coin to waive this payment. Only obligations of a strictly monetary nature are able to be forgiven. So that's not really an explanation. Some rishonim are asserting that the payment is a form of atonement for having violated the sanctity of the truma and cannot be waived, right? However, Rash and Rosh dispute this approach. Okay, that's apparently a question. Let's see. It says here to look at A. 64. Okay, it'll come up later. This is a discussion. Why he can't be Michael? Okay, so I'm just going to stick with my guns. That the way I understood it, that it's because it's a kapara for me. Okay, now we have a Bas Yisrael shalcha truma. So a Bas Yisrael that eats truma. So my daughter eats truma before she's married. She has the shogeg. She has to pay the kohen just like anybody else. Then she marries a kohen. She married, my second daughter did marry a kohen. So she marries Morty Katz. Now she is a kohenas, and now she can eat truma. So what's the deal?
She didn't pay yet, I guess.
So let's see what happens. So Bas Yisrael shalcha ochel truma v'achaknes es lekohen. Im truma sholei zocha bo kohen ochlo, if she ate the truma before any kohen was zocha in it. So in other words, it was still in my rishos, in the original farmer's rishos, the Yisrael's, right? So then, Mashon Kem Chomer Shlatzvas. No one's been Zocha. She has no monetary obligation to the Kohen, to any other Kohen, to a specific Kohen, because no Kohen owned it. So she could pay it to herself.
But she's now married.
She is.
After she marries, so, after she, no, she ate it when she was single, she became obligated, then she married a Kohen, she became an Ashes Kohen, and therefore she's eligible to eat Truma. So now, if she ate that Truma originally, when it was not owned by any other Kohen,
no,
she can pay herself.
What does it mean pay herself? Though,
it was Yisrael, it's Truma.
It goes to her husband.
What's that?
It's really her husband's. It doesn't say that.
What do you mean it's her husband's?
Because she married
She's eating. She's eating it herself. She's paying herself.
No, but only because she married the Kohen.
Yeah.
But it really is the Kohen, so he's letting her eat.
You're talking about because Kamasha Kansa Isha Kana Bailo, you're getting involved in that part.
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved in that.
But her Avera was before she was Israelis.
Yes. When she did the Avera, she was the Israelis. She owed the Kohanic tribe or group, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Tribe. She owed the Shevet Kohuna money. Then she became part of that tribe. Sure, she doesn't have to pay anything.
So that proves the Chomesh is Mamed and not a Kapara.
Right.
It doesn't prove anything. She's getting a Kapara by paying herself. It's a great thing. Why is that not?
Paying herself or paying her husband?
What? She's paying herself. It says here, let's not.
Like a Kapara,
it doesn't feel like much of a Kapara because she's ending up getting it. But the fact is, she's taking chulin and converting it and replacing what she ate with a chulin payment, which becomes truma. In other words, what does it take to create kapara? The Torah says, I have to take something which was chulin and make it kodesh, and that creates your kapara. Maybe that's the shot.
I put stocks that were kaparas.
Okay. Anyway. If anybody wants to talk about stocks being a kapara, please see me after the show. I have a whole list. Now, if she ate it at the time when she was an Israelis, she ate it, it was owned by another coin. So then, of course, Mishalem has Karen Lebo'olim. Then she has to pay the Karen to the original owner because it's an absolute din moment. The Chomesh La'atzma, but the Chomesh, she can still pay herself because the Chomesh is... Right? That's pure kapara. It's not mammon.
Well, it's a payment for what she did wrong. She's just paying herself.
Right? The additional fifth, on the other hand, does not serve as compensation, and therefore it doesn't have to be given to a particular coin. So she sets it aside.
Is that always the halacha that she gives the truma to one, she can give the chomesh to anybody else she wants? Seems like that's what's going on.
That's correct. And that's what it says over here. Neisha Omru, that's the end of the Mishnah. You're coming to the end of the Mishnah, Tzvi. Neisha Omru, ho'echel truma shogeg, someone who eats truma b'shogeg, mishalem karen laba'olem, v'chomesh l'misha yirtza. You have to pay the principal to the owner and the chomesh to whoever you feel like. Okay? Yeah, of course. Of course it has to be a Kohen. Yeah. So I guess we'll stop here then. Right? Okay, well, and we'll start tomorrow from the Nun Hei Yom Beis from the Gemara.